The intent, I formed it for the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. I actually wanted to create kind of a living theater experience, create a pub where everybody who worked at the pub would like come together and sing music every now and again to try and create, I don't want to say a genuine Irish pub experience, but this experience where the people working at the pub were also the performers at the pub. So it really was around coming up with traditional Irish music, and every now and again, everybody who was working at the pub and serving the patrons drinks and food would then just congregate on stage and perform music.
Kind of with a theatrical twist, you know, that separated from all the other Irish groups.
That was the idea. And also it was just a great way to, I like immersive theater and giving the audience an opportunity to sort of walk into a space and experience that space in a different way. And so that was the original idea.
Way back then, why did you choose the song Merrimack?
Well, Merrimack is super traditional. It's a silly song. The concept behind Merrimack is it gets faster as you go. So it's sort of a tongue twister song. And so the audience gets into it. They clap along. They sing along. It's just a fun song.
Sure to be a grand for grand of that affair. Gonna be a fork play for every man who's there. And I'll be a bugger if I don't get my share. Although maybe very much mistaken.
Merrimack's mother's making Merrimack marry me. My mother's making me marry Merrimack. Well, I'm gonna marry Mary for Mary wants to marry me. Well, I'm gonna marry Mary when I marry Merrimack.
Not bumpy like me that day. What the hell is wrong with you?
There's a neat little lass that her name is Merrimack. Girl, I'm gonna track lots of the fellas trying to get around her back. Thinking that I'll have to get a burlap.
Merrimack's mother's making Merrimack marry me. My mother's making me marry Merrimack. Well, I'm gonna marry Mary for Mary wants to marry me. Well, I'm gonna marry Mary when I marry Merrimack.
Not bumpy like me that day.
Oh, thank God that's all.
We're speaking with Tim and Molly of the Dregs, a group that started out as, you know, a performing Irish band, but that didn't last. When did the funny start?
If I'm honest, we were working out at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival, and it's kind of hard to avoid it. There are a lot of people out there that play traditional music. It sounds great. I mean, they're fantastic bands out there. And you kind of need to figure out a way to differentiate yourself. And so the way we decided to differentiate ourselves was to add personality, which a lot of the times was just finding funny bits within songs that we already had. And then we started writing original music that played with Irish music and played with the audience. What we really found is that if you interact with the audience, if you get the audience involved in your music, then they are going to come back over and over again. They love it.
Sometimes the Dregs considers itself a comedy improv band, and it really relates to the evolving culture of the Dregs.
A few years ago, Molly sees a flower on the ground. She sees a flower on the ground and she picks it and she smells it and she goes, ugh, this smells terrible. And she crushes it and she throws it on the ground. And another member of the band is like, Molly, what are you doing, you murder hobo? And we all laughed. And Molly posted on Facebook, I've only been at the Renaissance Festival for an hour and I've already been called a murder hobo. And I thought that was hilarious. So I wrote a song. And the reason this goes back to what Molly is saying is we didn't tell Molly that we'd written a song. So we wrote the song. We wrote the music to the song. We had an audience member request the song. Molly still had no idea the song existed. And we wrote a violin solo into the middle of the song. So all we did is we got to that part of the song and they said, Molly, violin solo, D minor.
Go.
And she nailed it. No, I mean, no question. She totally nailed it. But that's the kind of thing that we do now.
Somewhere along the line, you figured out it could be pretty funny to offer to play any request of an audience member.
Well, what we say is we'll play any song you request for $5, even if we don't know it. If it's a fairly popular song that we know, we will do our best. If it's any kind of song that we don't know, sometimes we will just make it up. It can be a lot of fun, and it can be a complete train wreck, sometimes at the same time.
Yeah, that has a lot of laugh potential. You're also known to take items from Irish culture and twist them. What's the song God Hates a Whiskey Waster about?
The song's about an Irish saying that
When you die, you're suspended feet first in a well of all the whiskey you ever spilled. And if you drown, to hell with you.
How did that become a song?
Well, they wrote it and they started adding instrumentation to it, and it just became a really popular song. And then they started getting requests for it.
When I was just a wee lad, this legend I was told. Hold tightly to your whiskey for when you're dead and cold. They take the liquor that you spilt and pool it in a well. If in that whiskey you should drown, you'll end up down in hell.
God hates a whiskey waster, now don't you spill no more. Be drunk or be a sober, you lick it off the floor. For every drop is sacred, and this we know so well. If you're wasting all your whiskey, sure you're gonna go to hell. A whiskey waster, now don't you spill no more. Be drunk or be a sober, you lick it off the floor.
The Dregs obviously does a lot of funny, but there's a lot of musical value in there, like the song Sharknado.
Well, I like to say it's based on the best movie that came out in 2013, which of course is Sharknado on the Sci-Fi Movie Network.
The song itself is flamenco style, which, if anybody understands anything about guitar, it's kind of a difficult thing to do. It's also in the key of E major, which has four different sharps in it, so it's a little bit more tricky with fingerings and whatnot, especially for the violin. And there's the great part is the chorus, honestly, where we just kind of let it rip, and the harmonies are just locked in. It sounds great.
Sharknado!
Sci-fi produced to satiate their greed, but in reality it's a vehicle for mega star Tara Reid.
Sharknado.
Sharknado. Hasselhoff can't save you, nor can Yasmin Bleeth. Not when it's raining shark fins and shark teeth. There's hammerheads and great whites, tigers and dogfish. They come flying at your head and bite it off with a squeeze.
The Dregs performs at Metronome in St. Paul, Saturday, March 16th from 6 till 8 p.m., and Sunday, March 17th from 4 to 6, St. Patrick's weekend. For information, the web address is metronomebrewery.com. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.
Sharknado!